Lesson 24.
In Lesson 23, Isabel and Johnny take Grandma Gloria for a doctor's appointment. Since she has retired, she has not been feeling very well. Mr. Bond thinks that Grandma Gloria is depressed because she is always at home alone. Grandpa Adrian is still working, but he will retire in a few months. Dr. Ferrand receives Grandma Gloria, Isabel, and Johnny at 9:30. Grandma Gloria tells the doctor that she is exhausted, has no appetite, and is nervous all the time. Dr. Ferrand tells her that all the tests that they ran the week before are normal, except her cholesterol level, which is a little high. Then he sounds her back. All seems normal. Grandma Gloria would like the doctor to prescribe some antidepressants for her. But Dr. Ferrand says that they would only create problems for her. He suggests doing some volunteer work at a local hospital instead, to keep her busy and to make her feel useful. Grandma Gloria likes the idea and says that she will discuss it with her husband. After the doctor's visit, Isabel and Johnny take Grandma Gloria for a walk in Hyde Park, and then they have lunch at a trendy pub. When Isabel and Johnny arrive home and tell the Bonds that Grandma is healthy and strong, they are relieved and happy. They think that the idea of doing some volunteer work is splendid. They all celebrate the good news with beer, snacks, caviar, and champagne. Dinner at a restaurant. 8 a.m. Breakfast time.
Buongiorno. Is there anything special for breakfast?
Buongiorno, Daddy. Johnny has prepared a special breakfast. Bruschetta, toasted bread with tomatoes, basil, olive oil, capers, oregano, and a little salt. This is Johnny's grandfather's favorite breakfast.
That sounds fine to me.
My grandpa has a glass of red wine with his bruschetta. But you can have coffee instead of wine.
No, no. I want to have an authentic Sicilian breakfast, with a glass or two of red wine and coffee afterwards.
I am going to have the same.
Richard, remember that you have to work today.
Don't worry, Mum. After two glasses of wine, Dad becomes jolly, so he will work with more enthusiasm.
Isabel is right as usual. By the way, Johnny, when are your parents arriving?
They will arrive this afternoon at about 3 o'clock.
After lunch, we are going to the airport to pick them up.
No, that won't be necessary. My father sent me an email yesterday saying that we needn't go to the airport. After picking up his rental car, he will drive to the hotel, and we can meet there at around 5:30.
That is fine. After work, we can go directly to the hotel to meet your parents. Then we can all go to a nice restaurant in two cars.
I am going to book a table for 8 people at Corrigan's Mayfair, a traditional English restaurant, so your parents will get a taste of typical English cooking.
But why a table for 8? There are 7 of us.
The other day, Isabel told me that Melody would like to meet Gianni's parents and Francesco. So I invited her to join us. Don't you think it was a good idea, Gianni?
It was a splendid idea, Mr. Bond.
After breakfast, Mr. and Mrs. Bond go to work. Gianni and Isabel go for a walk and then have lunch at a pub. At 5 o'clock, they go to the hotel.
I think we should wait for your parents here in the lounge.
Yes, but we could ask the concierge to inform them that we are here.
A good idea.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What can I do for you?
I would like to speak with my parents, Giuseppe and Marta Mancini. My brother is also with them.
Oh, yes, the Italian family in suite 7 on the 3rd floor. Just a moment, please.
The concierge calls suite 7.
Hello, Mr. Mancini. Your son is here in the lounge. Your father says that he is coming down in 5 minutes.
Thank you so much, sir.
The concierge smiles.
I can't wait to see them.
Oh, look who is there.
Melody! But how could you know that we were going to be here?
Very simple. Uncle Richard phoned me this morning saying that you and Gianni would be in the Duke's Hotel lounge at about 5.
These English girls astonish me. So smart, so extremely intelligent.
Thank you, Gianni.
Look, look, Gianni. Your parents are coming out of the lift. Let us go.
They hug and kiss one another. Isabel and Signora Marta have tears in their eyes.
Isabel, chi è questa bella ragazza?
Francesco, you must speak English. You have come to London to learn English.
Hai ragione. You have right.
No, Francesco, no. You should say, you are right. I am Melody, Isabel's cousin.
Thank you, Melody. If Isabel said me about her beautiful cousin, I came before.
I see that you are not as shy as Isabel says. Now, let us improve your English. You should have said, if Isabel had told me about her beautiful cousin, I would have come sooner.
Difficult, difficult.
Che bello! Francesco ha trovato l'insegnante perfetta. Bella e brava.
Papà, papà, you must speak English too.
Va bene. Okay.
In that moment, Isabel's parents enter the hotel lounge. More hugs, kisses, and handshaking. Everybody is smiling. Everybody is happy.
Welcome to London. Rebecca and I have been longing to meet you.
Thank you, Mr. Bond. We are very happy to meet you too. You must excuse my English. It is not very good.
Your English is perfect. But call me Richard, please.
Va bene, Riccardo.
I like Riccardo.
Holding Johnny's mother's hand, Mrs. Bond says to her, call me Rebecca, and I will call you Marta.
I have booked a table at a restaurant. You must be hungry. The food on aeroplanes is seldom any good.
In fact, it was horrible.
Let us go, then. I will go first in my car, and you can follow me. The restaurant is not far from here.
They leave the hotel and 15 minutes later arrive at the restaurant.
What a beautiful restaurant! Are you hungry, Francesco?
Francesco is always hungry.
They all go inside the restaurant. After a few minutes, a waiter comes.
Good evening. How may I help you?
Good evening. We have a reservation in the name of Richard Bond.
Yes, Mr. Bond. Would you follow me, please? Sit down, please. I will bring you the menus in a moment.
What a charming place!
I love this restaurant. It is pleasantly decorated and the food is always delicious.
The waiter brings the menus.
Can I get you something to drink while you are choosing your meals?
May I see the wine list, please?
Of course. I will bring it straight away.
Giuseppe, you must choose the wine. Gianni says you are an expert.
I like wine, although the real expert is my father. But I can choose it.
The waiter brings the wine list.
We could order a bottle of red wine and one of white wine, because they say that white wine goes better with fish.
I agree with you. We could also order some Coca-Cola for Francesco and Melody.
I don't want Coca-Cola. I prefer wine.
So do I.
You can't drink alcohol. In England, the legal drinking age is 21.
You are wrong. That is in the United States. I have just looked on the internet with my smartphone. It says, in the UK, young people age 16 and 17 can drink beer or wine in a bar or a restaurant if they are accompanied by someone aged 18 or over.
Dear me, another smartphone addict. Francesco, where did you get that phone?
It was a present for my graduation.
All right, we are going to order 3 bottles then.
And some mineral water, please.
We could order 2 bottles of Petto Dragone Etna Rosso and 1 of Tifeo Etna Bianco.
I don't think 3 bottles will be enough.
Francesco, Francesco.
Well, Francesco, do you like the menu?
It is complicated. I want fish and chips.
Come on, Francesco. This is a high-class restaurant with fine traditional English cuisine.
Okay, but I want fish and chips.
Francesco, I'll translate the fish dishes for you. Oysters, ostriche, mussels, cozze, crabs, granchi, salmon, salmone, shellfish, frutti di mare, prawns, gamberi, eel, anguilla, cod, merluzzo, sole, sogliola, shrimps, gamberetti, bass, spigola, Scallops. Capesante.
I want a big plate with salmon, shrimps, and crabs. And potato chips.
I am going to order different fish dishes so we can share.
A good idea, Melody.
Don't order any dessert. After dinner, we are going home to have the delicious cake that I have prepared.
After having the cake, Signor Mancini and I can sit on the terrace and drink a nice glass of whiskey while smoking a Cuban cigar.
Perfetto.
Vocabulary. We needn't go. Non c'è bisogno di andare. I can't wait to see them. Non vedo l'ora di vederli. Now repeat after me. Special. Toasted. Capers. Authentic. Afterwards. Jolly. Enthusiasm. Around. Directly. Traditional. Extremely. Shy. Sooner. To shake hands. To long. To excuse. Seldom. Decorated. Straight away. Addict. Graduation. Complicated. Cuisine. To share.
Useful phrases. Good morning. I would like to reserve a table for dinner for 6 people. Of course, madam. May I have your name? My name is Rosie Black. What time will you be arriving? At 7:30. All right, Ms. Black. We have reserved a table for you for 6 people at 7:30. We have a reservation for 2 people. What would you like to drink? Can I get you something to drink? I'll have a pint of lager, please. For me, a bottle of mineral water, please. I will be back to take your order in a few minutes. Are you ready to order? I would like grilled salmon and a lettuce and tomato salad, please. Enjoy your meal. Would you like something for dessert? Was everything all right? Everything was delicious, thank you. May I have the bill, please? Good evening. What would you like for your main course? For a main course, we would like salmon. I am sorry, there is no salmon available this evening. Would you like to order something else? Is striped bass available? Yes, of course. Can I bring you some starters too? Yes, please. What do you recommend? I suggest our specialty, fried oysters. For me, fried oysters are fine. I would prefer something else. What else have you got? How about mussels marinara? Perfect. I love mussels.
Words in which AW is pronounced O. Law, legge. Lawrence the lawyer. When I was a young man studying law at college, I was full of enthusiasm. My dream was to become a lawmaker someday. I used to think, as a lawyer and a lawmaker, I'll be loved and admired by everybody. At our first criminal law lesson, our professor taught us that an outlaw and a lawless person are synonyms. He also told us that a flawless, capable lawyer is respected even by criminals. I was drawn to this profession because I love to help people. What awesome satisfaction to hear a client say to you, "Thank you, you have changed my life for the better." A few years ago, I helped a pawnbroker who was in trouble. He was about to shut down his pawn shop because he felt guilty for what he was doing, and he couldn't sleep at night. I convinced him that he was not cheating or doing anything wrong at all. On the contrary, he was just helping people in financial difficulties. After being in the profession for about 20 years, though, and having worked on hundreds of lawsuits, I have sadly realized that being a lawyer has a lot of drawbacks. Very few people love you. People make hundreds and hundreds of derogatory, awful jokes about lawyers. Some time ago, I found myself in the awkward situation of hearing a friend of mine telling one of these horrible jokes. He knew that I was a lawyer myself. I couldn't believe it. People are so insensitive. I dropped my jaw in disbelief. Lately, though, when I hear such jokes, I don't get upset anymore. I just yawn. But the moment comes in our lives when we must draw our conclusions. Last Saturday, while I was at home working in my office, through the open window, I saw my neighbor in his garden. He was mulching his strawberry patch with straw and sawdust. He looked so relaxed. When he finished the mulching, he mowed his lawn for about an hour. After that, he tried to cut down a dead tree with a big handsaw. As he couldn't manage to do it, though, he took a chainsaw and in a few seconds he cut down the tree. Then he crawled under his children's seesaw and started hammering. Apparently, the seesaw was broken, and he was trying to fix it. When he finished, he took a large piece of cardboard and scrawled on it, "My dear children, your seesaw is fixed now. Enjoy yourselves." Soon after, he went into his house. I thought, he has gone to rest for a while. But no. After a few minutes, he came out with a big bottle of beer, a bowl, and a blanket. A moment later, he sprawled out on the blanket and started eating coleslaw, raw onions, and drinking beer. I began to feel a little jealous. I thought, this man is far from brawny. In fact, he is rather scrawny. Where does he get all his energy from? He often gets up at dawn, sits on his porch with a shawl around his shoulders, and starts drawing. He then entertains himself with a jigsaw puzzle. My God! He always looks so happy and relaxed. When I see him so relaxed and satisfied with his life, I'm happy for him, of course. But today, when my wife told me that next week our neighbor and his wife are going to Warsaw on a holiday, that was the straw that broke the camel's back. In this case, my back. So I said to myself, Lawrence, enough is enough. I decided on the spot. Next month, I'm going to withdraw from my practice and retire. When I told my wife about my great decision, tears of joy came to her eyes. She looked at me lovingly and said, Lawrence, my love, you have taken the right decision. I foresaw it long ago.
Vocabulary. Repeat after me. Lawmaker. Outlaw. Lawless person. Flawless. Capable. Drawn. Awesome. Pawnbroker. Pawn shop. Guilty. To cheat. Lawsuit. Drawback. Awkward. To drop. Jaw. Disbelief. Lately. Upset. To yawn. To draw. To mulch, patch, straw, sawdust, to mow, lawn, to cut down, handsaw, chainsaw, to crawl, seesaw. To hammer. Broken. To fix. Cardboard. To scrawl. Blanket. To sprawl. Coleslaw. Raw. Brawny. Scrawny. Dawn. Shawl. Porch. Shoulder. To draw. Jigsaw puzzle. To withdraw. Practice. To retire. Long ago. Foresee. Foresaw. Foreseen.
British and American English. Licenziare. British English. To sack. American English. To fire. D'ora in poi. British English. In future. American English. In the future. In ospedale. British English. In hospital. American English. In the hospital. Lavanderia automatica. British English. Laundrette. American English. Laundromat. Biglietto di andata e ritorno. British English. Return ticket. American English. Round trip ticket. Aumento di stipendio. British English. Pay rise. American English. Pay raise. Common mistakes made by Italian students. La musica è molto importante per me. Music is very important for me. Sbagliato. Wrong. Music is very important to me. Corretto. Right. È una bella giornata. Is a beautiful day. Sbagliato. Wrong. It is a beautiful day. Corretto. Right. Questa spiaggia è sporca. Questa è l'ultima volta che vengo qui. This beach is dirty. This is the last time that I come here. Wrong. This beach is dirty. This is the last time that I will come here. Right. Gira a destra. Turn at right. Wrong. Turn right. Right. Il mio capo mi fa lavorare persino la domenica. My boss makes me to work even on Sunday. Wrong. My boss makes me work even on Sunday. Right. Ti dispiace chiudere la porta per piacere? Do you mind to shut the door, please? Wrong. Do you mind shutting the door, please? Right. Questo è il miglior vino che ho mai bevuto. This is the best wine I have never drunk. Wrong. This is the best wine I have ever drunk. Right. Homophones. Muscles. Muscoli. Muscles. Cozze. As you can see from the image on the left, muscles have one foot, a mouth, teeth, and also muscles. One, uno. One, win, one, one. Vincere. Manchester United have won only one of their last seven Premier League matches, after beginning the campaign with three consecutive victories. Packed, zeppo, stipato, gremito. Packed, patto, accordo. Last Saturday, it was my wife's birthday, so we decided to have dinner at a fancy restaurant. After waiting for more than an hour, we managed to get a table. The place was packed. We had to wait another hour to be served. When we returned home, we made a pact. We will never go to fancy restaurants on a Saturday. Fancy, costoso ed elegante. Ristorante, vestiti, hotel.
Phrasal verbs and idioms. Stressed out. Stressato.
Some common signs of being stressed out are frequent headaches, backache, and stomachache. If you are stressed out, you may have difficulty falling asleep. You may also wake up early in the morning.
To worry about. Preoccuparsi per. Or preoccuparsi di.
Everyone has been worried about their health on certain occasions. For example, if you have chest pain, you may think that it is the symptom of a heart attack. But don't worry about it. Chest pain can have many causes and is usually not serious.
Chest pain. Dolore al petto. Window shopping. Looking at shop windows without buying anything.
Many office workers go window shopping on their lunch hour, looking for things to buy on the weekend.
To shop around. Going to different shops, comparing prices.
If you have no time to shop around, go online and use price comparison engines. You will find the best prices and save time and money.
To queue up, fare la fila. To get into, entrare.
The day before Black Friday, people start queuing up outside department stores as early as 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon to be the first ones to get into the store the next day.
To bring down, to reduce, ridurre, to lower the price, abbassare il prezzo.
I have had my house on the market for over 6 months, but I haven't been able to sell it so I have decided to bring down the price.
To fork out money, to spend a lot of money. I have been ripped off. Sono stato fregato.
The roof of my house has been leaking for a long time. I have been forking out money on several roof repair experts, but no one has been able to locate the leaks so far. I think they are ripping me off.
Roof leak. Infiltrazione d'acqua dal tetto. Repair. Riparazione. So far. Fino ad ora. To locate. Localizzare. To get in. To get into. Entrare.
During the Christmas holidays, I have gained so much weight that I can't get into my clothes.
To gain weight. Mettere peso. To lose weight. Perdere peso. To browse around. To look at things in a casual way. To browse the internet. Navigare su internet. To surf the internet. Navigare su internet. To pick out. Scegliere.
Some people go to a department store and browse around for quite a long time before picking out what they like. According to e-marketers, UK adults spend an average of 2 hours a day mobile browsing. They also spend 2 more hours browsing on their computer.
To mark down. Abbassare il prezzo.
I bought a pair of trousers at the summer sale. The price was marked down 25% from the regular price.
To try on. Provare. Un vestito, un paio di scarpe.
Buying clothes online is rather difficult, because you can't try them on to see if they fit you. Of course, you can always return them.
Mrs. Dalloway.
Retail therapy. Using phrasal verbs and idioms. Lately, I have been feeling stressed out. I think it is due to lack of sleep. The main reason, though, is that I am worried about David's final exams. Yesterday, my mother-in-law said to me jokingly, "On Saturday, the summer sales start. Why don't you try retail therapy to relax a bit?" Retail therapy means going shopping to make you feel more cheerful. So here we are. It is Saturday morning, and Josephine and I have been window shopping and shopping around for more than 3 hours. We have visited at least 5 shopping centers. Now we are queuing up to get into Global Fashion. They are selling off their summer stock at half price. On some items, they have brought down the price by 60%. I have never gone on a shopping spree in my whole life. I don't fork out money easily. I am a careful shopper. In fact, I have never been ripped off. We finally have got into Global Fashion. Now we are browsing around the shoe department.
I see that their summer shoes have been marked down 45%. After trying on at least a dozen pairs of shoes, I have finally picked out a pair of red sandals. Josephine looks at me sweetly and says, "Jenny, you already look more relaxed. I think that the retail therapy is beginning to take effect."
Retail. Vendita al dettaglio, al minuto. Wholesale. Vendita all'ingrosso. Selling off. Liquidando. Cheerful. Allegro. Shopping spree. Spending a lot of money very quickly.